Random House Audio presents A Week in Winter by Maeve Binchy. Read for you by Rosalind Landor.
Chicky. Everyone had their own job to do on the Ryan's farm in Stonybridge. The boys helped their father in the fields, mending fences, bringing the cows back to be milked, digging drills of potatoes. Mary fed the calves, Kathleen baked the bread, and Geraldine did the hens. Not that they ever called her Geraldine. She was Chicky as far back as anyone could remember. A serious little girl, pouring out meal for the baby chickens, or collecting the fresh eggs each day, always saying, chuck, 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 soothingly into the feathers as she worked. Chicky had names for all the hens, and no one could tell her when one had been taken to provide a Sunday lunch. They always pretended it was a shop chicken, but Chicky always knew. Stonybridge was a paradise for children during the summer, but summer in the west of Ireland was short, and most of the time it was wet and wild and lonely on the Atlantic coast. Still, there were caves to explore, cliffs to climb, birds' nests to discover, and wild sheep with great curly horns to investigate. And then there was Stone House. Chicky loved to play in its huge, overgrown garden. Sometimes the Miss Sheedys, three sisters who owned the house and were ancient, let her play at dressing up in their old clothes. Chicky watched as Kathleen went off to train to be a nurse in a big hospital in Wales, and then Mary got a job in an insurance office. Neither of those jobs appealed to Chicky at all, but she would have to do something. The land wouldn't support the whole Ryan family. Two of the boys had gone to serve their time in business in big towns in the West. Only Brian would work with his...